of the delay is, of course, the first reaction is one of disappointment. Obviously, we had been promised that the report would be concluded and submitted before Christmas. So we have been in contact with the Department of Environment for the last number of weeks, and we had a conference call with them on Friday. And confirmed on that conference call that unfortunately, whilst they are in the latter phase of the investigation, the conclusion of the investigation won't actually happen until the end of January, so we've got another month or so to wait. They did explain, and of course we did express our disappointment and that the fact that homeowners are waiting and that there's a lot of people not knowing what situation they are in relation to their home. But in saying all of that, they did explain to us that they hadn't anticipated the amount of detail that they would have to go through in relation to the investigation. They found out that it is much more extensive maybe than they had anticipated, the amount of material that we have sent through from homeowners in terms of technical reports and so on have been greater than maybe they anticipated. And they did explain that in relation to the actual analysis process, they've actually gone into much greater detail than maybe they had at first anticipated also to ensure that they get a complete, clear picture. So whilst we are definitely disappointed, we're also heartened by the fact that the investigation is indeed thorough. There has been an extensive number of stakeholders that they have engaged with. I think that's still ongoing. And at the end of the day, I suppose ultimately what we are saying is that yes, it's disappointing with the delay, but we do want to see that what the final outcome is, one that shows a very rigorous review of the whole picture in Donegal, and ultimately we want to see, you know, the right finding.
And you know, to some extent, the report will contain a lot of what you already know. What you want to say, I presume, is stuff that's actionable on findings that will actually lead to some resolution for people in their homes that are crumbling and those, indeed, that are too afraid to stay in their homes.
Absolutely. I mean, what they did explain to us is that the report will go to the minister at the end of January. And there will be a process where they will be reviewed by their legal team for another 3 or 4 weeks, and then we should hopefully have public sight of that report then sometime towards the end of February. That's what's realistic, you know. But at the end of the day, as I say, we're just keen to ensure that the report is rigorous and that it's done properly. That's the key thing. And whilst we have had sight of a lot of the reports ourselves, because we did collate those for the department on the whole, a lot of the additional investigation has happened by the independent panel themselves. So they have geologists and experts in concrete and those kind of things. So we wouldn't have had sight of any of that. We've had preliminary discussions with them, but really we won't know the outcome of that ourselves until closer to the time.